Sales. Pushing a product.
This is what you're looking for. I have the perfect thing for you. You won't be disappointed with this. This will meet all of your needs.
Offering a good price.
I can give you a good price. You won't find a better price anywhere. This price won't be available for long. If I were you, I wouldn't pass up this price. This price is just for you. We'll meet or beat any other price. For this price, it's a great deal.
Downplaying the price.
Price may not be the most important thing. All things considered, our prices are excellent. We try to focus on quality and not price. Our prices are a reflection of our high quality. Overall, I'm sure you agree with our company's prices.
Showing an effort to lower the price.
I'll investigate this and see if I can lower the price. I'll talk to my people and try to lower the price a little. I can't promise anything, but there's a possibility that we can lower the price a little. I might be able to lower the price for you, but I'm not sure. We'll consider cutting our prices as much as possible.
Negotiating. Saying it's too expensive.
I don't think we can afford this. It's over our budget. We like your quality and service, but your prices are high. If we can't get a better price, we'll need to look elsewhere. It seems a little expensive to me. It's more than we expected to pay. It seems a little higher than your competitors.
Requesting a discount.
Do you think a 30% discount is possible? If we buy in bulk, could we get 30% off? Without a 30% discount, we can't make a profit. We need 30% off to move ahead. To get approval, I need a 30% discount.
Declining a request for a discount.
I'm afraid that will be really difficult. I wish I could say yes, but it's just not possible. I'll check, but it might be difficult. I'm afraid we'll have to seek other options. I'm afraid I can't accept that offer.
Making an effort to meet requests.
Let me see what I can do. I'll go back and try to recalculate the price. Maybe there's still something we can do. I'll see if there is anything we can do.
Compromising. Saying you're trying to compromise.
We are willing to compromise to make this work. We're willing to meet you halfway. We'll do all we can to compromise to make a deal possible. I think there are areas where we can compromise. I believe it's possible to incorporate your ideas. Let's try to make this a win-win situation. I'm sure we can make this profitable for both parties.
Asking for a compromise.
Do you feel you can accept these terms? Could you tell me what you find unacceptable? How can we get past this deadlock? Please feel free to say what's on your mind. Any suggestions on how to overcome this setback? What do you suggest would be a fair way to handle this problem? Is there any way we can make you reconsider? How can we reach a compromise? What would you be willing to do to make this work?
Thanking someone for compromising.
Thanks for your willingness to compromise. We appreciate you working with us on this. Thank you for being so understanding. I'm glad we could come to an agreement. I'm glad everything worked out. Thank you.
Ending talks. Giving up.
I think we're wasting our time. I don't think it's going to do any good to go ahead. It seems clear that we're not going to reach an agreement. We've reached the conclusion that any further discussions won't be beneficial. I don't think we can find a win-win agreement. Let's call it quits.
Encouraging the continuation of negotiations.
I think it's too early to give up. I don't think we've fully explored all the options. Let's try to look at some other options. I'll check again and see if we can compromise. Let's try to think of another way to resolve this.
Future relationships.
I hope we can work together on future projects. Let's keep in touch and talk about future possibilities. I'll contact you if there are any opportunities in the future. I hope we can maintain a good relationship and continue to explore future possibilities.
Ending negotiations decisively.
I can see that there is no point in continuing. I don't want to waste any more of your valuable time. I didn't mean to mislead you, but we're no longer interested. I'm afraid we're not at all interested in continuing. We're not interested in moving ahead. Let's finish. This is a waste of time.
Contracts. Moving towards signing a contract.
I think we're ready to talk about the contract. Everything seems clear now, so let's work on the contract. I think we now feel comfortable signing a contract. If it's okay with you, let's move ahead with a contract.
Drafting a contract.
This is the boilerplate contract that we use. I'll send 2 copies of the standard contract. I'll have a contract drafted and sent to you for your consideration. We'll work on the contract draft and send it to you. What about a contract? Would you like us to make the draft?
Amending the contract.
I'd like to suggest making 1 change to the contract. Is it possible to remove the 2nd line in Article 3, Clause 4? Article 5 seems a little vague. Could you make it more specific? I don't think Article 1, Clause 5, reflects what we agreed to. I don't understand the need for Article 7, Clause 8.
Negotiating amendments.
I'll be happy to make the changes. As you pointed out, this sentence is a little too vague. If it's not a serious point, we'd like to leave it as it is. We are willing to make this change if you can delete Article 1, Clause 3. I'll send you a draft of the rewritten contract right away. I'm afraid we won't be able to make this change.
Contract procedures. Involving a lawyer.
I'll have to get our lawyer to look this over. We'll need to get our lawyer's input on this. Our lawyer might have some suggestions. After our lawyer looks at it, I'll get back to you. I'd like to run this by my lawyer before I give my response.
Communicating advice from a lawyer.
I'm afraid our lawyer wants us to reconsider this contract. I'm sorry to say this at the last minute, but we need to make some changes. Our lawyer suggests that we make 3 changes. Our lawyer would like to go over the contract once more.
Communicating approval from a lawyer.
Our lawyer doesn't have any problems with the contract. We got our lawyer's sign-off on the contract. Now that we have our lawyer's approval, we can go ahead and sign the contract. Thank you for waiting for our lawyer to review the contract. We're now ready to move ahead.
Signing the contract.
Both of these contracts need to be signed by the person in charge. If you could sign and date these contracts and send one back to us, that would be great. Unless you have questions, please sign and date the two contracts and then return one to us in the enclosed envelope. Why don't we sign the contracts right now and get this taken care of?